Okay, good morning everybody and Shavua Tov. So we begin Sefer Bamidbar. The Sforno has an opening comment in his parish in the Sedra that, you know, had things gone to plan, they didn't, had things gone to plan, so the Klal Yisrael would have waltzed into Eretz Yisrael under the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, and each one of the members of that generation was Roy, Leos, Nimna, Bishem, as opposed to the second dominion in the Chumash HaPikudim. Ayin the Nitziv's introduction and Hayim Akdamar to the Sefer, he thinks it's called Sefer HaPikudim to highlight the distinction between the generations, the Or and the Choshech, Or and the Choshech. Or is the Dor HaMidbar, the Choshech is the next generation. So as the Ramban describes it here, the process of the Minyan was Ani Ploni Ben Ploni, the Mishpachas Ploni, L'Shevet Ploni, all of them were Ru'uyim, and what happened with the Girgashi, would have been representative of all of them. That's what would have happened with all of the various nations of Canaan. The Chidam Aragim came, and therefore the nations were Mitzairas, and therefore we had to destroy them. But the Sforno says we all would have waltzed in had this minion gone to plan. As Rashi says, the Ramban, while very open to that interpretation, notes that it could be that Tzava here doesn't actually mean milchama, tzva milchama. What it means is a gathering, like asher tzavu pesach olam moed, in that sense of the term. That this is a gathering. He says because children aren't brought to, nowadays there are no boundaries, but it used to be that the children were not brought to formal, to fancy affairs. It wasn't part of their the social dynamic. So that's what's Tzava means those who are represented in the public square, as it were. But of course, it's Omer Darsheni. Even if you think that's the etymology, the fact of the matter is here, it's a very, you can't blame Rashi and the Sforno for thinking that we're talking about a Tzva Milchama, right? They're being counted. They're supposed to be Nichnas Laretz B'Tchila. Just 20 days later, right, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yisro, Nosima Nachlam Akoma Shem Arashem Oso Etin Lachem. So it sounds a lot like that particular meaning of a large gathering in the military sense of the term. So the Ramban is a little bit difficult here, like why the Torah would appeal specifically to that language unless it meant an actual military gathering. So, Fiyandi's Daiti, I think it's possible to suggest that for the Ramban, it's not as if the Tzava here was a complete disregard of the military ethos or the military context, but it didn't mean that each of these 20 and up, each of those being counted, was necessarily being counted as a soldier. But there's what I would call the ethos of the Tzava, which I think does matter, L'chol Hadeos. And that is that in Eved Hashem, and you pick up at this in the Lashonos of Chazal, when you talk about Shevet Levi as Ligayon Shel Melech, like the special forces, the paramilitary forces. The idea seems to be that an Eved Hashem conceptualizes himself as a Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael. This is long before the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Tzivos Hashem, right? But that the idea is that a Chayal, Min Hashura, responds to, say, Frapkudim, to a pikuda whatever the mifaked says, that's what has to happen. L'sarev pikuda b'emtza milchama, that's the onesh mafet. That's the worst thing. So the idea here is that kol yotzei tzava b'Yisrael confers a certain identity, and it confers a certain way of thinking about oneself in the world, that I'm a yotzei tzava b'Yisrael. And as a Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael, these are my responsibilities. And the halachic mentality very much accords with the soldier's mentality in that sense that, you know, literally, mikumo v'ad shifto, from reveille to taps, if we could extend the metaphor, so everything is done, right, chidasu chidin, to advance the interests of the whole without ever putting oneself and personal desires ahead of what the need of the collective is in this context, the needs of Avodas Hashem. And I think in that respect, then we have a whole different level of meaning to Mlamid Shin Yotzin Lasava Pachos and Ben Esrim. You know, Ben Esrim is a significant number because that's when one is fully mechuyev, not just B'dinei Adam, B'dinei Shamayim as well. So that's when one gets one's wings, so to speak, in terms of really being Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael. That's the full time at which a person becomes a chayal, b'tzivos Hashem, fully responsible for all of his actions, hein b'dinei Adam, hein b'dinei Shamayim.